Okay, I do have Army National Guard. Her name is Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
And thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So you're out in Afghanistan, correct?
That is correct.
So tell me, can you tell me a little bit about you, please?
A little bit about myself. Once again, I'm part of the Nevada Army National Guard out of Las Vegas, Nevada. I am married and I have two children. My oldest is a 4. Her name's Ava. And my youngest is 2 years old and his name is Obadiah.
Oh, what a cool name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So is it hard to be so far away from them?
It has its moments. You stay busy, and when you have your downtime, of course, you start missing your family and the kids at home. But knowing that they're safe and knowing that they're in good hands with my husband just makes me feel better being out here.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank God for technology, too. You probably get to Skype them and stuff or Google Plus them.
Oh, definitely. I really take advantage of the phone and FaceTiming, and any chance, any downtime I get, I definitely make contact back home.
It's funny because I had a boyfriend one time that went out to Afghanistan when this started out, and we had to rely on telephone booth calls and letters and Polaroid camera pictures. And it's just so different. It's so different now because now you can see them live, real time, and you know, and music is like nothing now. And we used to send tape recordings on cassettes, and it was so funny because we used to have to send boxes and boxes of stuff, and then we had to wait. So every time we sent something every single day, because we sent letters every day, everything was still backlogged. So And now it's not like that anymore.
No, not too much. I know we still like, between myself and my family, we still like to send packages, and it makes it more personal. Even though you do get to see, you know, your family's face through, you know, your media means and whatnot, it's still that nice touch to get those care packages and know it, you know, from the family.
That's awesome.
I still get an idea of what you're talking about.
You know, I worked at a company, and, you know, when the military went out to war the first time around, my whole company was really cool about it. I used to work at Scripps Clinic and Research Foundation, which is a big hospital in San Diego, and I couldn't believe how many people had brought in all kinds of snacks and pictures and just candy and just everything, and we threw it in several boxes and just shipped them out. And, you know, what happened was because my boyfriend at the time had a bunch of friends, they were asking, you know, gee, I wish somebody would send us something, and that's how we ended up getting bigger boxes and putting more stuff in. Because it's just having someone mail you something was a big deal.
It is, and it still is, I feel, even to this day. A lot of our guys that I'm out here with, you know, they, did we get mail today? Did we get mail? And it's like, yes, no. Oh, no, nobody got mail today. So it's like, oh. There's a lot of organizations out there looking to, you know, adopt soldiers so they can be that person that they get mail from.
Uh-huh.
And it worked out for us so far.
So is it doing real good for you guys?
Yes, definitely. A lot of, you know, my team members, my whole platoon that's out here have gotten adopted by certain organizations to get care packages, and it's a good booster. It's a good morale booster, definitely.
Well, can you tell me at least one of them or a couple of them where we can have other people get on and become part of that? Where they can adopt a military person?
Oh, definitely. I believe one of the organizations is trying to think. It's something angel. I could definitely... Soldiers, Angels, I believe it is, that people could sign up. I'll have to look more into exactly how the operation goes.
Uh-huh.
I think that's called, and people could sign up to adopt a soldier that signed up through them that they would like to receive packages.
Oh, wow. Okay. I will also look, too. I'll give you my email address afterwards so that way you can take it, and if you do remember more, just send it to me. Is that okay?
Yes, I will definitely do that.
Awesome. Thank you. So you did pick some songs for me today, Jasmine. The song you have here is The Used, A Box of Sharp Objects. Why did you pick that?
Reason why I picked that one is The Used was like one of my first bands that I found and that I liked before they went out and become like really big. And it was the first concert that I went to. I was like 15 years old, and I decided to go to like a concert at the House of Blues in Las Vegas, and they were there with Yellow Card, and I was like, oh, it's so cool. And even to this day, I still enjoy playing that song. Just brings me back.
Wow. And you're originally from Nevada, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. How lucky. I think I would probably spend my whole paycheck there.
Yes, I get a lot of stories like that.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't be safe there. Well, first of all, you got all these places there to go visit and shows and stuff like that. And then it's like, wow, I got an extra $20.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, a lot of people that, you know, especially being out on deployment, you hear their Las Vegas stories, and that's a lot of what you would share that with a lot of people, people wasting their money, possibly not even remembering what they did in Las Vegas.
Well, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Yep, that's what they say.
even their money.
That's true.
Yeah, I've only been there 2 times, and then my mom told me, she goes, whatever you do, don't take your ATM card, don't take no check, and just take only the money in your pocket. I go, okay. And you know what happened? I did take my ATM card, and I'm kind of glad I did, because I lost all my money, and I didn't even know how I was going to get home. And I go, oh, my God, I have my ATM card. And that's how I got home. You know why? What happened was I was relying on somebody else to take me home, and that's why I spent my money. And it turned out that he lost all his money, so we were going to end up being bums in Las Vegas just to get home. That's dumb. But yeah, you also picked another song, Anne Berlin. Is that how you say Anne Berlin?
Yes, that's correct.
Godspeed.
Yeah, the reason I chose that one, when me and my husband first started talking, I mean, a general conversation was, oh, what music do you listen to? And then, of course, both of our answers were like, oh, we like a little bit of everything. And then, you know, the next question goes, okay, well, what kind of band? And I was like, oh, I like Anne Berlin, The Used. And he's like, no way, I like Anne Berlin. So that was one band that we both shared in common right away, and that's the reason why I chose that band and that song.
Okay. Flyleaf, All Around Me.
Flyleaf is one of like my biggest, like one of my favorite bands as well. And the reason I chose All Around Me, it's just serves like 2 purposes. Like no matter where I'm at, I could be home in Las Vegas, or I could be all the way out here in Afghanistan, and I feel like my family around me, and I always keep them like in my mind and in my heart, and that was like one of the main ones, and I enjoy that song very much as well.
Awesome. Incubus, out of Mali.
Incubus is just one of my favorite songs, or all these bands are like one of my faves. I don't have like one specific one.
Yeah.
And but Molly is a fun song, and I just enjoy it a lot.
I love Incubus. Whatever they play, I love it. I might be able to go to a concert with Deftones and Incubus next week.
Oh, wow. That's so
And you know, do you know the band Fear Factory?
Yes.
Okay, the former drummer, Raymond Herrera, he's my executive partner, and he knows Deftones and Incubus personally. And I asked him, are you going to come down to San Diego so we can go see him? Because he's on my way to go in the backstage. But he's not. Boo! So I guess I have to wait probably when it gets closer to him, you know, Deftones and Incubus, to see if he's going to go there, and then I can go backstage with him.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yes. I'm excited. I'm excited still to see them. So either way. I'm happy. I also have Five Finger Death Punch, Bad Company.
Yes. The reason I chose that, I told my team members, I was like, hey, I'm choosing five songs, and I want you guys to choose one. What is a good song that you guys listen to before we go out or while we're here? And definitely one of my guys was like, oh, do Five Finger Death Punch, Bad Company. I always listen to that song before leaving. And I was like, you know what? Good call. So I went ahead and I put that one down. And that's basically for my team members and also for, like, my whole platoon that's out here with me.
Oh, that's so nice of you. I hope that everyone listens to it. I know that we added an extra song because I asked for five, and that was the one with the Runaways with Cherry Bomb. That will be in the list down below, but I still added it on there for you. Why'd you pick that one? You're welcome.
Thank you. The reason I put that one in, my roommate, she's also like my best friend, and we went to high school together, so it's such a great coincidence that we happen to be in the same company, and we just happen to be roommates and come on the same deployment, and it's good to have somebody that I'm able to go all the way back with that knows my family and knows how to be able to cope with me as well, and as well as support me, and I support her. So, and that was one song that we could sing along to when we're back home.
That's awesome. I love that song. I love that song. That was lucky, though. How lucky is that you guys ended up at the same place? That is just so amazing. Out of the whole world.
Exactly. So that one's for her.
Man, aw. I have a best friend like that, too.
Aw.
She was my friend since we were 4 years old. And we went to school together, and she's still my friend. Even though she's far away, we act like we're just next door. We talk to each other every other week or every day. It just depends on what's going on.
Oh, that's awesome.
You're lucky. Well, you're just too lucky. Well, I want to say hello to everybody that will be listening in your end, your company that you have together, and your family, too. I hope they listen. But most of all, thank you for your services and what you do, because without you, me as a woman, I would not even have those privileges because of you. So I thank you for your services, Jasmine.
Yes, thank you for the support. It means a lot.
Well, if you need any packages, let me know. We'll send them.
Oh, thank you.
I would love to send you you guys some T-shirts.
Oh yes, that'd be awesome.
So after we finish here, I'll get an address to send to them, and then we'll send. I'll get some sizes, and I can send them over to you guys. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, you rock, and I thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you again for having me.
You're welcome.